Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM this Monday, the 18th of August. Hope you all had a good time at the Ecker if you got along to the show. Well, sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne, basketball. The Aussie Boomers win the Asian Cup thriller after a 15-point comeback against China. That's their third straight Asia Cup gold medal. Daily Telegraph in Sydney in rugby union, where the South African miracle by the Wallabies after their magnificent comeback over in Johannesburg. Sits within the records of the Wallabies. Fantastic win there. And the Courier-Mail in Brisbane, and Manly's Daily Cherry Evans farewell goes up in smoke after losing to the West Tigers yesterday and simply asking, is his Roosters move next? Let's see what happens. And coming back to rugby union, well, as we said, the Wallabies produced a stunning comeback on Saturday night to defeat South Africa Springboks 38-22. In the opening round of their six-game rugby championships. They were down 22-0 after 18 minutes and then scored 38 unanswered points. Fantastic result there. Flanker Fraser McWright was the player of the match. Next, they take on South Africa in Game 2 on Saturday in Cape Town. In club rugby, the men's A-grade semi-finals on Saturday, Noosa defeated Uni, and yesterday Maroochydore over Caloundra there. So, well, let's see what happens there next week when they get into the finals. And in the women, well, Caboolture 34 defeated Nambour 22 and Noosa 12 defeated Brothers 7. And in the under-20s, the Colts, the Caboolture team, they're fourth on 49 points with one round to go. In soccer, Australia Cup, well, Brisbane City into the into the quarterfinals this week. They'll take on Avondale in Melbourne after they defeated Olympic Kingsway from Western Australia last week. In the National Premier League Queensland competition, Sunshine Coast Wanderers, they lost 6-2 to Wynnum. With Moreton Bay, they defeated Gold Coast 4-0. So Moreton Bay, top of the ladder there on 44 points. The women, Sunshine Coast Wanderers are fifth and North Lakes are ninth. In the Football Queensland Premier League Men's Division 1, Magic United defeated Caboolture 2-1 on Saturday, and with one round to go, Caboolture in fifth spot on 30 points, but 9 points behind the fourth place Brisbane Strikers. In the English Premier League, well, round one underway, newly promoted Sunderland defeated West Ham 3-0, great start to the season. Arsenal defeated Man United 1-0, and Chelsea, lucky to escape with a nil-all draw against Crystal Palace. Leeds and Everton to still play. Listeners, there's only 32 weeks to go in the English Premier League before we get to the Championship. And in the A-League, the Brisbane Roar and Central Coast Mariners, they'll clash at the Sunshine Coast Stadium next Sunday in a pre-season game. Tickets are just from $6. In netball, in the Sapphire Series, the second last round on Saturday, Kendron defeated the Sunshine Coast Thunder, and Kareen defeated Moreton Bay. Thunder are fourth on the ladder, so it looks like they might get through to the semis. And big farewell to Steph Fretwell from the Sunshine Coast Lightning. After 11 years, she's called it retirement, and she was the Sunshine Coast Lightning's first ever signing in 2016. And in the Caboolture netball, round five, the senior ladies Monday night competition, just for fun, on top on 8 points, and Jets Gold second on 6 points. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to a Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And moving on to touch football, congratulations to the organisers, officials and players at the 2025 Sunshine Coast All Schools Touch Carnival held last week, with special mention to the under-13 boys runners-up, which was Mueller College, and under-15 boys runners-up, Gympie State High School, and the Ampen boys winner, Chancellor State College from Butterham, and the Ampen girls were runners-up as well. Congratulations to all concerned. In rugby league in the NRL, round 24, well, Saturday, four tries in 15 minutes saw the Broncos turn around a 14-point deficit to win 38-28 over the Dolphins at Suncorp Stadium in front of 43,000 fans. Katoni Stags was a powerhouse, and they're now sitting sixth on the ladder. The Storm, courtesy of some Harry Grant magic, defeated the Panthers on Thursday night. The Roosters hammered the Dogs. Sharks, they outclassed the Titans 54-24. Tigers beat Manly yesterday. And the Cowboys 38 defeated the Knights 4 in Townsville. But looking forward to Friday night this week, round 25. Two great games. Panthers will take on the ladder leaders Raiders in Mudgee, and the Storm will take on the Dogs in Melbourne. Can't wait for those. In the Sunshine Coast, Gympie Rugby League, last round was played on the weekend, and it saw that Stanley River finished on top of the ladder, Maroochydore second, Coolum third, Noosa fourth, and Kawana fifth. So see how the semis pan out there in the men's next weekend. And in the women, Caboolture 24 defeated Kiwana 6. Judy Crosley, 3 tries there for Caboolture. And Maroochydore finished on top of the ladder with Caboolture 2nd. So let's look forward again to their semis next weekend. And in the C grade, Caloundra finished on top of the ladder, Kilcoy 2nd, Bribey 3rd, Murray Valley 4th and Beachmere 5th. Again, good luck to win the semis. Queensland Cup, round 21, the Falcons defeated the Dolphins 32-0 at Sunshine Coast Stadium on a Saturday, led 16-0 at half time. Falcons 5th, Dolphins have now slipped to 8th on the ladder. And in the NRL women's, it was the Sharks defeated the Titans, the Broncos defeated the Eels with Romney Tietzel, 2 tries and 3 goals. Roosters still top of the ladder there with 7 wins from 7 games, Broncos 2nd on 12 points. In cricket, well, Australia defeated South Africa 2-1 in the best of 3 T20 internationals after winning Game 3 in Cairns on Saturday night. Glenn Maxwell was the player of the match. They now play 3 one-day internationals. They start tomorrow in Cairns and then 2 in Mackay. And we must make mention of the passing of Bob Simpson, legend of Australian cricket, AO, passed away last week, aged 89. Certainly was a wonderful cricketer and captain and coach for Australia for over 40 years. In the AFL, round 23, well, the Lions defeated Fremantle in Perth on Friday night, 101-44, third on the ladder now. Gold Coast, well, they came up short with a 111-76 loss against GWS, and they'll need to win their last game on the weekend coming up against Port Adelaide to get up a spot in the finals. And in basketball, well done to our Boomers, as we said. They defeated China 90-89 in the final of the Asia Cup last night. Led by Xavier Cooks with 30 points, the Boomers came from 14 points down to claim their third straight Asia Cup title. And in the NBL 1 North Grand Finals, the women Logan Thunder defeated the Spartans 2-1 in their series, and the Spartans defeated the Brisbane Capitals in the men's 2-0. So well done to both the winners there. And just finally in tennis, US Open qualifiers start today. We've got 6 Aussie men and 8 women in action. And the Gold Coast youngster Emerson Jones. Next weekend we'll see the start of the US Open. 12 Aussie men and women in action. Good luck to all of them. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM.